Welcome, everyone. Thank you for coming to the Rainbow in the Storm, a photography exhibition for Republic of China, 100 years anniversary in the splendid account of Christians. This set of exhibition has 123 pieces of hanging photos in totality. The content mainly includes materials after Xinghai Revolution to year 2011. During these 100 years, Christians' impact and contributions in Republic of China or in Chinese modern history. During the past 100 years, during the establishment of Republic of China, Christians have various contributions and impacts. Sadly, history books in general do not mention it. Therefore, we are inspired to, at the juncture of Xinghai Revolution 100 years anniversary, putting forth this historical photography exhibition, hoping to testify to history. Thank you for visiting the exhibition. Please join Mr. Wei Wanyan as our tour navigator, viewing all 123 pieces of hanging photos. Thank you. Hello everyone, my name is Wei Wanyan, and I participated in producing this photography exhibition. Right now, let's spend a little time using these precious photos and information to walk into the long hallway of Chinese modern history, reviewing the stormy movements in the past 100 years, to also witness the rainbow in the storm, encountering God's grace. Let's move on to the second and third photos. These two hymns in the photos tells us that the rainbow in the storm represents God's grace and the testimonies of Christian forerunners. Let's look at the fourth photo. This is the starting point of introduction to the background of Xinghai Revolution. Black clouds covering, crisis surrounding, representing political state during the ending of Qing Dynasty. Fifth and the sixth photos show, surrounded by various powers and invasion of foreign enemies. Here we can see industrially prosperous countries in the West and traditional fallen behind, typifying China back then. Seeing China still relying on manpower while the West used vessel and guns. The seventh photo, the ending of a Song dynasty, the corruption of government in Qing dynasty. Losing war again and again, signing of various unfair treaties. This is a difficult to forget, tragic history for Chinese people. Opium war was accepted by force. However, opium addiction was accepted willingly. We can see in the right, the poor and the homeless smoking opium, and the picture below showing the wealthy smoking opium as well. Starting from the ninth photo, we are entering into the second chapter concerning Xinghai Revolution and Christians. In this chapter, we mentioned around 40 to 50 Christians and their involvement in the Xinghai Revolution. The tenth photo, Mr. Shen Zhongshan and Christianity. The 11th photo, an eye-opening education. Mr. Shen Zhongshan was born in the village of Cuihen. During his childhood, he was in contact with a Western missionary. He then became interested in world history and geography. Therefore, Christianity led Mr. Shen Zhongshan into a journey of eye-opening education. Not only did Christianity led Mr. Shen Zhongshan into a journey of eye-opening education, also through the methods of Western medicine, published newspaper and magazines, opening of school and student enrollment, opened the eyes of China at that time. The 12th photo, receiving education. At the age of 13, Mr. Shen Zhongshan went to Honolulu, entering schools, receiving education, which were built by churches. 13th and the 14th photo, introducing Mr. Shen Zhongshan, receiving education in Hong Kong and his baptism. The pastor who baptized him was an American pastor, Dr. Charles Hager. As we can see in the picture of Dr. Charles Hager treating a patient using the method of pulse checking, which was common amongst Chinese doctors, we can see that Dr. Charles Hager was a doctor who respected traditional Chinese way of medical treatment. along with Mr. Sun Zhongshan. Mr. Lu Haodong, a friend of Mr. Sun Zhongshan, was also baptized. As you can see in the picture, a list of people who were baptized. On the list, Mr. Sun Zhongshan's name was shown as Sun Yixing, and for Mr. Lu Haodong, it was shown as Lu Zhonggui. They were both baptized in Hong Kong. The 15th photo, Mr. Sun Zhongshan returned to Honolulu and was helped by a pastor. Then he was able to return to Hong Kong to continue his education. The 16th photo, Mr. Sun Zhongshan entered into medical school built by church in Guangzhou. The name of the medical school is called Po Chen Medical School. At the medical school, Mr. Sun Zhongshan befriended with a Christian classmate named Zheng Shiliang. Later on, Mr. Zheng was a great help to Mr. Sun Zhongshan's revolution. The dean of the medical school was Dr. John G. Kerr, also became a supporter of the revolution later on. He used to work tirelessly, rescuing revolutionists who were arrested by Qing Dynasty. The 17th photo. At last, the most comprehensive education Mr. Sun Zhongshan received was in Hong Kong Western Medicine Medical School. As we look back on the photos and information concerning Mr. Sun Zhongshan's education, we can see that these educations were influenced by Christianity. At Honolulu, he went to two schools. At Guangzhou, he went to one school. At Hong Kong, three schools. Furthermore, the authority figures influencing Mr. Sun Zhongshan were all pastors or church elders during that time. The 18th and the 19th photos, forming alliances, spreading ideas of revolution and saving the nation. Introducing Mr. Sun Zhongshan during his time at Western Medicine Medical School, the friends he had made, and the authority figure who had influenced him greatly. In the 19th photo, you can see a picture named the Four Great Revolutionists. These four men sitting down were all students from Western Medicine Medical School. Three of them are Christians. Why is it that there are five people in the picture, but it is called the Four Great Revolutionists? Because the person standing in the back, whose name is Guan Jingliang, he was also Mr. Sun's classmate. However, because of his father was an elder of a church, he opposed his son joining revolution movement. Therefore, Guan Jingliang was a supporter in secret. Hence, he was not included in the Four Great Revolutionists. This was because joining the revolution movement was considered to be a serious rebellion back in the days. In the 18th photo, there's a picture of Sir P. Manson. He was also one of the teachers of Mr. Sun Zhongshan at Western Medicine Medical School. Sir P. Manson is a world-renowned doctor in the medical history. He was given the title of Father of Tropical Medicine. Later on, when Mr. Sun was kidnapped in London, he stepped out and helped rescuing Mr. Sun Zhongshan. The 20th and the 21st photos. Mr. Sun Zhongshan's revolution movement in progress in its relationship to Christians. As we know, the success of revolution led by Mr. Sun Zhongshan was preceded by 10 times of failures, from the first one, Guangzhou Uprising, to the 10th one, the second Guangzhou Uprising. During every uprising, there were shadows of Christians' involvement. In the 21st photo, you can see a book named Revolution Pioneers. This book gives an account of Christians and the origin of revolution during the late Qing Dynasty. On the cover of the book, there are pictures of Mr. Sun Zhongshan, Li Hongzhang, and the Four Great Revolutionists. However, there's a picture of a Westerner, and he is Pastor Robert Morrison. As we can see in the lower part of the 28th photo, his letter to Elder O Fengzhen after he was rescued. In the letter, Mr. Sun Zhongshan wrote, "Right now, I can only repent with all my heart, praying the whole week, day and night. As I continued to pray, the more desperate I became. Finally, on the seventh day, peace came and rested on my heart. God answered my prayers and granted me peace." This is a wonderful testimony of God's faithfulness in answering Mrs. Sun Jong-san's prayer. The 29th photo. Christians continue to strategize for revolution uprisings. For example, the second uprising, they separated into two routes, one leading the road to Huizhou, and the other one leading to the road Guangzhou, bombing governor's house. The 30th and 31st photo. Christians' wholehearted involvement in the second uprising. During the second uprising, Shi Jingru was killed. Mr. Sun Jong-san called him the second brave martyr for the Republic of China. Shi Jingru was a graduate from Mansfield College, a Christian college. Back then, many students and teachers of Mansfield College joined the second uprising. Shi Jingru was martyred at the tender age of 21. The 32nd photo. As assassination and the revolution heroes martyrdom. After the second uprising, the Qing dynasty assassinated two revolutionists, Yang Qunyun and Zheng Xinlan. Both of them were Christians, revolutionists. The 33rd and the 34th photos. The Great Ming Heavenly Kingdom Uprising. This was another revolution uprising. Most of the people who joined were Christians, especially a church that was planted by Germany named the Baling Jiaohui, Baling Church, which was a German Lutheran church. They provided their sanctuaries to become revolution home base. The 35th photo, the expansion of the Two Legs Revolution Uprising and the Christians' involvement. Previously, we have been looking at the revolution uprising taking place in the Liangguang region. From now on, we are looking at the uprising expansion to the region of the Two Lakes, and finally, the success of Wuchang Uprising. The 36th photo, Huangxing and Christianity. Huangxing was from the province of Hunan, which is part of the Two Lake region. The 37th photo, Seeker in Shanghai, recommended by pastor. Huangxing studied abroad in Japan. Later on in Shanghai, he frequently attended church services. So when Huangxing was returning to Changsha, the pastor in Shanghai, Wu Guoguang, wrote a business card to the pastor in Changsha, Huang Jiting, hoping that Huangxing could continue keeping contact with the local church. The 39th photo, Yizhihui and its uprising in the Two Lake region. Yizhihui was a very important revolution group in the Two Lake region. All its leaders were Christians. Furthermore, their locations were in the churches. They planted churches and published revolution-related books. They held seminars. They even sent some promotional materials to the new armies formed under the Qing dynasty, more fully called the newly created army. Yizhihui was making significant impact in the Two Lake region. The 40th and the 41st photos, showing a very important revolution leader known as the Martyr Paul, Bloody Cloth Martyrs. Liu Jing'an was an important leader of Yizhihui. He later promoted revolution in the new armies. Later on, they conspired an uprising, which was exposed and couldn't be carried out. Liu Jing'an was arrested. He prayed fervently in prison. It can be compared to Paul and Silas singing and praying in prison. In May of 1911, Liu Jing'an died in prison. He was only 37 years old. His cellmate, named Ying Ziheng, was touched deeply while in prison and became a Christian later on. He then became the president of Wuchang Episcopal Church. Ying Ziheng's daughter also became an evangelist later on. They were all the fruit of Liu Jing'an's life. In the 41st photo, there are pictures of a seminar hosted by Liu Jing'an and Yin Zihan. Also, we can see a picture of handkerchief, which Liu Jing'an used to wipe his blood away after receiving beatings in prison. The 42nd photo, on Huang Hua Gan, martyrs to be remembered for centuries. During the Second Guangzhou Uprising, many Christians were involved. Many of them had a title of churchmen. This title could indicate they were pastors. Especially in the province of Guangxi, there were four with the last name Wei. Very possibly came from the same family. All had the title of churchmen, enjoying the Second Guangzhou Uprising. The 43rd photo, Xinhai Revolution, the founding of Republic of China. Finally, in 1911, October 10th, after Wuchang Uprising, all province responding to the uprising, leading to the abdication of Qing Dynasty. During the Wuchang Uprising, many Christians became soldiers for the revolution. Reportedly, a Christian school located in Wuchang called Wenhua High School. Its school's missionary teacher brought the student up to a snake hill and placed a revolution flag responding to the uprising. The 44th picture shows that Huang Xing, after the success of revolution, him giving thanks to a church in Changsha. He used to protect him and wrote a series of calligraphy as such. The holy name of Jesus, fitting for sincere worship, giving up honor, embracing humility, for the sake of saving the world. He also was baptized in an Episcopal church in Shanghai. The 45th photo, Mr. Sun Zhongshan departed from the world. In 1925, Mr. Sun Zhongshan deceased in Beijing Union Medical College Hospital. During Mr. Sun Zhongshan's memorial service at Beijing Union Medical College Hospital, Liu Tingfang and Jun Youyu, the two pastors, conducted the memorial service for Mr. Sun Zhongshan. The 46th photo, we are going to look at the third chapter. Standing tall after the storm, sunshine appearing indistinctly, splendid rainbow. Right now, we will be looking at 60 to 70 Christians who had great contribution to the country during the past 100 years. There are six parts to this session: military, economics, education, medical, social, and literary. The 47th photo introduces the Christians who had great contributions in the military. The 48th photo, experiencing the Northern Expedition, governing Taiwan, Jiang Zemin and Song Meiling. Taking Xi'an incident as an example, Xi'an incident. While Zhang Jieshi was jailed, he had a habit of reading his Bible daily. When Mrs. Zhang went to Xi'an, he was reading Jeremiah 31:22, "A woman shall encompass a man." By knowing that Zhang Jieshi had a habit of reading his Bible daily, we can see that he was a sincere Christian. His last words included, "Since I have become a young man, I follow the main leader in the revolution work, always living with Jesus Christ and revolutionist believers." This is a very clear confession of faith. The 50th photo, generational pastors, authority of law, Wang Chonghui. Wang Chonghui was the third generation of Christian in his family. His grandfather, Wang Yuanshen, his father, Wang Qingchu, his uncle, Wang Qianru, were all pastors. Later, Wang Chong'en attended Yale University, receiving his PhD. After the founding of Republic of China, he returned to China, working a significant role in the government, including law, public relations, education, contributing greatly. The 51st photo, Wang Zhenting, involving in public relations and internal affairs, passionately promoting sports. Wang Zhenting's father was an Episcopal church pastor. Wang Zhenting later on studied abroad in the United States. Upon returning to China, he took on many important roles. Besides his governmental role, he was also passionately promoting sports. He was the first Chinese National Olympic Committee member. Therefore, he was given the title of the Olympic Father of China. The 52nd photo, Yu Rizhang, the person who officiated the wedding of Jiang Jieshi and Song Meiling. Yu Rizhang's father was also an Episcopal pastor. Yu Rizhang studied abroad at Harvard University. During Wuchang Uprising, he organized the Red Cross base, rescuing the wounded from the battlefield. Later on, he joined the work of YMCA, promoting national reformation through character formation. He also took on the role of chairman of Christian National Investment Committee. The 53rd photo, legendary junior general Zhang Xueliang. When Zhang Xueliang was young, he was in Shenyang YMCA playing basketball. He was also influenced by YMCA staff. They arranged him to study abroad in the United States. In his latter years, he became a Christian. Later on, he used the pen name Zhen Xianhua to translate a devotional book. Why did he use the name Zhen Xianhua? It is a combination of three names: Zhen Yuanong, Dong Xianguang, Zhou Lianhua. When he talked about his life, he also said that it is by God's grace, giving all the thanks to the Lord. He wrote a poem. White hair displayed your age. Worldly reputation is vanity. Only God's grace is as vast as heaven. Yet all things are like vanishing clouds. Which is his testimony. The 54th photo, Feng Yuxiang, the Northwest Red Army. Feng Yuxiang once had the nickname of General for Christ. He passionately invited pastors and missionaries to the army, sharing the gospel. Many of his subordinates also became sincere Christians. The 55th photo, Zhang Zhijiang, a lover of the Bible, an advocate for martial art. Zhang Zhijiang was a Feng Yuxiang's subordinate. He used to print the Bible and distribute it among his own subordinate. He called the Bible the Great Book of Heaven and Earth. This shows his respect for the Bible. The 56th photo, Dong Liange, the first martyr of the anti-Japanese war general. He was also Feng Yuxiang's subordinate. Became a Christian later on. He was in the anti-Japanese war and was the first high-level general who was martyred. The 57th photo, He Yingqing, the leading general accepting surrender in the anti-Japanese war. He Yingqing was an instructor of Huangpu Military School. He was also the general representing China in accepting surrender in the anti-Japanese war. His military position was very high up. He and his wife were both Christians. They had family worships at home. He Yingqing used to say, "There is an intricate order to the universe, making calculation possible for the scientist." He thinks that satellite is not a creation of human, rather a creation of God. The 58th photo, Zhang Jingyu, small but capable, broadly influential. Zhang Jingyu influenced and contributed in many different spheres, from military to economics to education. Saved at Hudson Taylor's grandson's evangelical meeting. The 59th photo, Christian's contribution in creating Taiwan financial miracle. From 60th and to 61st photo, show Sun Yunyu constructing electricity achieving much in Taiwan. The 60th to 61st photo. Sun Yun-yun was serving long-term as Secretary of Finance, head of the Government Administration Board. He contributed to the building of the nation greatly. After the stroke, he was rigorous in his spiritual devotion, involving in charities and social welfare, making great impact. From the 62nd photo, Li Guoqing. Developing technology, advancing in economy. Li Guoqing was in charge of technology development in Taiwan for a long term, establishing the foundation of Taiwan in becoming a leading nation for information technology. He attended church's Sunday service faithfully. He would sit on the first row, taking notes as he listened to the sermon. Sunday night, he would attend weekly fellowship meeting. He was also eager in sharing the gospel and giving testimonies. The 64th photo, Wu Songqing, regulating order for military finance, stabilizing logistical support system. Wu Songqing contributed deeply to regulating order for military finance. He also was appointed to take up the post of Bible giveaway event for the development of mechanical electrical. He appeared at many events as Christians, sharing his testimony, glorifying the name of the Lord. We can see in the picture at the bottom, he is with many young people. After the breaking off of diplomatic relations between People's Republic of China and the United States of America, they went to the U.S. for the purpose of reestablishing civil diplomacy. We can see the person standing behind him was Cosmicare Publishing's chief secretary, Professor Lin Jingping, and sitting on his right side was Mrs. Lin, Zhang Xiaofeng. The 65th photo, Shen Zhonghan, improving agriculture, reviving rural areas. The 65th photo, Shen Zhonghan, improving agriculture, reviving rural areas. Shen Zhonghan received his PhD in agriculture from Cornell University. Afterward, he was engaged in improving agriculture and the rebuilding of rural areas in Taiwan, an important contribution to Taiwan. The 66th photo mentions a group of Christians who took on the government financial officials' positions, including Zhang Jizhen, Xie Shenzhong, Wang Jianxuan, Bai Peiyin, Li Guozhen. The picture in the middle is a photograph of Wang Jianxuan. He was a lifetime volunteer for Cosmicare Publishing. Next to it, it's a photograph of Bai Peiyin. He was the chairman of the board for Cosmicare Publishing. They were all very supportive towards the Ministry of Cosmicare. Starting from 67th photos, we'll be looking at pictures concerning dedicating to education, cultivating excellency. The 68th photo, Yanjing University, raising local liberal arts talented students. Yanjing University was founded by church. It was founded by missionary John Linton Stewart, who was also the dean of the university, followed by Wu Lianchun as dean afterward. The professors in the school, such as Liu Tianfan, Xu Baochen, Zhao Jichen, all had great impact on the Christian contextualization movement. The 70th photo, taking root in Lingnan, promoting education. Introducing another school planted by the church, Lingnan University, and its principal, Zhong Rongguang. Zhong Rongguang was a government official candidate in Qing Dynasty. His life was radically changed after becoming a Christian. He held onto the principle of one husband, one wife, only staying married to his first wife. He released his other wives and concubines and sending them to school for education. Lingnan University is presently known as Zhongshan University. It is one of the key universities. The 71st photo and the 72nd photos. Wei Zheming, an example of education excellence dedicated to Huazhong, glorifying God and benefiting others. Wei Zheming graduated from Broome Memorial School, a school planted by church. Later on, he studied abroad at Harvard University. Upon returning, he became a faculty at Wenhua University, also became the dean of Huizhou University. Being well-learned in both Chinese and Western cultures, he had profound understanding in the area of cultural comparison, the integration of Christianity and Chinese culture, and the issue of contextualization of Christianity. The 73rd photo. 2 out of the 13 Christian universities were for female students only. They were Jinling University and Huanan University. The dean of Jinling University was Wu Yingfang, and the dean of Huanan University was Wang Shijing. They were all graduates from Christian universities. The 75th to 76th photos. Deeper grace, affection for Shanghai. This shows another university planted by church, University of Shanghai. Its principal, Liu Shen'en, during the period of anti-Japanese war due to his refusal of partnership with the Japanese, he was assassinated on the street of Shanghai by ruffian who was hired by the Japanese. The 77th photo, Zhang Baoling, National Reformation Through Faith, Devotion to Nankai. Zhang Baoling was the founder of Nankai University. Nankai had both university and high school. It is a school that focused on holistic education. The 79th photo, Mei Yingqi, Forever the Principal. Mei Yingqi was one of the students who received the Boxer Scholarship and study abroad in the United States. He became a Christian while studying in the U.S., He continued to attend church when returning to China and became the principal of Tsinghua University. During the period of anti-Japan war, a few universities relocated to Kunming, forming National Southwestern Associated University. He became the principal for National Southwestern Associated University. Later on, when he went to Taiwan, he was the principal of Taiwan Tsinghua University. Hence, he was addressed as Forever the Principal. He was a great contributor of China higher education. The 81st and 82nd photo, Yin Yangchu, forerunner of education for civilian, giant of rural community development. Yin Yangchu was born in the rural area of Sichuan. Influenced by British missionary James Stewart, Yin Yangchun studied abroad first in Hong Kong, then in the U.S. James Stewart's parents, Pastor Robert Stewart and wife, were killed by ruffian in Fujian Guangtian County in 1895. James Stewart was able to repay evil with love, following the footsteps of his father, becoming a missionary to China. It was highly admired by Yin Yangchu. In the middle of the 82nd photo, there's a picture of Yin Yangchu being awarded along with Einstein. We can see that Yin Yangchu was esteemed highly by the international community. The 83rd photo, Christians and Education in Taiwan. The 84th and 85th photo shows the higher education in Taiwan, which is the Christian universities. Starting from the beginning, Zhonghai University and Zhongyuan University, to the more recent Althea University, Changrong Christian University, Mackay Medical College, etc. A small country as Taiwan has 7 Christian universities. It shows the profound influence of Christianity in the higher education of Taiwan. The 86th to 87th photo. Introducing a few principles of Christian universities in Taiwan. The principal of Donghai University, Zheng Yuannong, a descendant of Zheng Guofeng. Another principal worth mentioning, which is the principal of Zhongyuan Christian University, Han Wei. Later, also became the principal of National Yangming University. The 87th photo, especially mentioning Han Wei promoting medical evangelism. He encouraged Christian doctors to go and serve in rural areas, in which he led by example, using his vacation time serving in rural areas, promoting and providing medical treatment. Although he died at an early age, he left a wonderful example. The 88th photo, Zhang Mingzhe. The work of caring, mentoring student towards life's ultimate direction. During early years of Zhang Zheming's life, he studied abroad in the U.S., learning petroleum engineering. Upon returning, he took on an important role in the field of petroleum engineering. Later on, he changed his occupational role to becoming an educator. He was the principal of Taiwan, Tsinghua University, and the chairman of National Science Expansion Committee. Although he had many key roles, he used the rest of his time investing in young adult ministry in church. For example, he was the chairman of Campus Gospel Fellowship Committee. In his latter year, he taught in seminary in the U.S. Therefore, all his life, he took on the role of caring for the students. Starting from the 89th photo, showing healing body and spirit, rescuing souls in the modern medical work. Upper right side, there's a picture of a foreign doctor holding the hand of an elderly Chinese woman, a patient. This doctor is Lemuel Nielsen Bell, who is the father-in-law of the famous American pastor Billy Graham. He served in a hospital in the province of Jiangsu for 25 years. From 90th to 91st photo shows cultivating female medical workers, undertaking tasks of pediatric, OBGYN, and public health. Introducing female medical workers. In the early days, most of the women who studied medicine abroad were pastors' daughters and Christian sisters in church. For example, Xu Jinghong. She was the daughter of Xu Yangmei, a pastor of Fuzhou. She received her PhD in medicine in the United States, then returning to Fuzhou working as a doctor. In the 91st photo, Dr. Xi Meiyu. Besides working in the medical field, she was a great supporter of evangelism work. In the middle, there's a picture of Bethel Evangelism Group, which Dr. Xi Meiyu was greatly supporter of. The member of Bethel Evangelism Group includes famous evangelism pastors such as Zhang Sun and Jean Zhiwen. The 92nd photo, Lin Chaoye, attentive and kind-hearted, defending and caring for lives. Lin Chaoye graduated from Peking Union Medical College, a famous OBGYN doctor. Back then, at the Peking Union Medical College Hospital, the head of OBGYN department was a foreign doctor named Preston Maxwell. Dr. Preston Maxwell is the elder son of Dr. Len Law Maxwell, who went to Taiwan as a missionary. Dr. Preston Maxwell guiding the OBGYN medical students who would perform outstanding medical works. The 93rd to 94th photo, Professor Xu Hanguang, Medical Authority in Prevention of Child TB Disease. Professor Xu Hanguang has a very special identity. She was a descendant of the first Chinese pastor, Lian Fa. Lian Fa's daughter was married to Pastor Huang Chuding in Fuzhou. Huang Chuding's son-in-law was Xu Weijiang, and Xu Weijiang is the father of Xu Hanguo. Therefore, Xu Hanguo is the great-granddaughter of Pastor Lian Fa. Xu Hanguo came to the U.S. to study due to change of environment. She was separated with her husband for 30 years, relying on letter writings, maintaining their love for one another, able to overcome the challenge of separation. The 95th photos, Dan Tianjun, world-renowned child cancer expert. Dan Tianjun graduated from Shenyang Medical School. Later, she went to the U.S. doing research, and she became a world-renowned child cancer expert. Her husband, Professor Xu Mushin, contributed greatly in the literary and philosophy field. The 96th to 99th photos shows the history of medical missions and evangelism work in Taiwan. In the middle of the 97th photo, it is a painting titled A Skin Graft with Love. Dr. Lance Bross' wife, who was willing to have her skin grafted to a boy's thigh. Even though the surgery failed, it left behind a medical inspiration painting, A Skin Grafted with Love. The 100th photo shows some Taiwanese doctors such as Xie Wei, Wang Jinghe, and Chen Wufeng. They carry out the vitality of Albert Schweitzer, serving in rural areas. Dr. Xie Wei was also a pastor, studying abroad in Japan and then U.S., highly skilled in medical work, filled with love, always concerning the needs of the patient. One day, during his break time at noon, he remembered a patient he wanted to check up on. Then he proceeded to drive to the patient's home. Unfortunately, on his way there, he got into a car accident and passed away, died at an early age. Starting from 102nd photo, introducing Christian contributions in community care and relief work. 103rd photo, Angel in the Wheelchair. Sister Liu Xia suffered many years from rheumatoid arthritis, unable to move freely. She used the pen name Xinglingzi, became a writer. Also, she founded the Edom Community Welfare Foundation, helping the handicapped tremendously. 104th photo, Small is Big, pouring out love, caring, and attending to the poor and the needy. Mrs. Lillian Dixon, why do we say small is big? It is because Mrs. Lillian Dixon was small in stature, yet her love was big. She founded the Mustard Seed Association. Mustard seed in the Bible, portraying a small seed growing into a big plant, showing the small strength gathered together can do big work in the community. 105th photo, caring for the young, the work of nursery, cultivating the talented for the nation, introducing Christian founders of orphanages and nurseries in various regions of Taiwan. 106th photo, introducing missionary Gladys Alward with the nickname Little Lady. The movie The Inn of the Sixth Happiness was based on the life story of Gladys Alward. During the anti-Japan war, she led a group of approximately 100 orphans from southern part of Shanxi province, crossing the Yellow River, escaped to a safe village. After arriving in Taiwan, she founded orphanage. She spent her whole life serving the orphans. 108th photo. Anti-drug use, rejecting crime, caring for the criminals, assisting with edification, cultivating persons of wholeness. It is a counseling ministry to the criminals. The most well-known ministry is the Prison Fellowship. As we can see in the bottom picture, there is a man wearing a red jacket who is a representative of charitable work in Taiwan, Brother Sun Yue. He is also a lifetime volunteer of Cosmic Care. 109 photo mentions an evangelistic drug rehab center, Operation Dawn. Their ministry can be found not only in Taiwan, also various areas in Asia. 110th photo, refreshing lives, shaping souls, Christians' contributions in literature, music, and arts. 111th photo, Lin Yudang, the humorous owner of What I Have Not Done House. Lin Yudang was the son of a pastor, so he was known as the son of pastor, scholar. He can be attributed to as the most successful author who introduced Chinese culture using English language. He used to address himself as 2 feet on both the Eastern and Western culture, concentrating in the universal literature, commentating. In his latter years, he wrote a book called Journey of Faith. It is about his journey of being a pastor's son, walking away from the faith, and then returning to the faith later on. 112th photo, patriotic author Wang Lan, competent writer, skillful artist. Wang Lan received Christian education since he was a youngster. He was a believer of Christ his whole life and loved his country passionately. He wrote a novel titled Blue and Black. It was later made into a movie, causing a sensation. He had outstanding accomplishments in literature, arts, and teaching. 113th photo. Producing screenplay, promoting theater arts, post-war theater pioneer of Taiwan. Introducing Li Mangui. She had 14 theatrical works. She spared no effort in promoting theater arts in Taiwan, encouraging young people to write screenplay and perform. There's a picture of Li Mangui with a group of young people, including Ms. Zhang Xiaofeng, and to the furthest left, Professor Lin Zhiping. Professor Lin Zhiping initiated and organized Performing Arts Fellowship in Taiwan. Every year, they performed screenplays written by Mrs. Zhang Xiaofeng, making profound impact. 114th photo, composing folk rhymes and songs, advancing Chinese art songs. Mentioning a few Christian composers and musicians, Li Baozhen, Huang Yongxi, Lü Yongshen, Guo Zijiu. They all contributed greatly to Chinese choir music. Thank you for patiently viewing all the photos. God bless you. We are so glad that you have carefully viewed all 123 photos. After we finished walking through this section of history, our hope is that we all can live out the rainbow in the storm, continuing the 100 years testimony, that the Chinese Christians may be able to testify God's glory in Chinese history.